Okay, today's daf is a Yuma, daf Mem Hey, as we are on the second to last daf here in the fourth parak in Tarf Pakalfi. And just before we start, today is Chaf Teves. Today is the Rambam's yard site. So just to give a cover, the Rambam plays such a major role in our world. Just to give one note, to quote from the Rambam lived in three places. He stopped off in Eretz Yisrael for a little bit, but he was born in Spain. And he moved over to Fez. Then, of course, he went to Mitzrayim, went to Egypt, where he was for most of his life. He wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos when he was 33 years old. That was his first. Then 10 years later, he came out with the Mishnah Torah. And then later on, when he was older, the Mar Nevuchim. They say they parallel it to the three Sfarim of Shlomo HaMelech, that when he was younger, in the middle age, and when he was older, Shir HaShirim, and Koheles and Mishlei. Those are the three major works of the Rambam. But he was somebody obviously who influences every day our lives. And anybody wants more information, feel free to look at any of my father's books about the Rambam, where he describes all the elements of his work. And Beit Hashem, at the end, if there's any more time, we'll say some general thoughts about the Rambam. But again, Chaf Teves, that's his yard site and the legend of how he's buried in Tveria. He did not die in Eretz Yisrael. So how did he get to Tveria? They put his body on a donkey, and the donkey walked all the way to Tveria, and it stopped. So that's how they knew why Tveria. So one of the suggestions is that was the last place the Sanhedrin was. When the Sanhedrin stopped, it went out of Yerushalayim to Yavne, to Tzipori, to all the places up north, and it went to Tveria, the last stop. So the Rambam wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin, B'tzman Tchiyas HaMesim, and therefore he was buried in Tveria. Right? Not the only Gadol. Mimosha and Moshe lokam kemoshe, but we have a story about the other Moshe as well. Mimosha and Moshe and Moshe lokam kemoshe. Moshe Feinstein, when he got dentures towards the end of his life, did not let them take out all of his teeth. He didn't want to be a balmum legabe habezdin. So that's why he made them leave certain amount of teeth in. So also, right, the Gdol Yisrael throughout the generations realized, even though they were anav mikal adam, as Moshe Feinstein was, but they also realized their self-worth, that this is something they want to be. They want to be part of the Sanhedrin. So, Bez Hashem, we should be zoches soon to have all of these great Gdolim as part of the Sanhedrin. Okay, so we are on Mem Dalet Amid Beis, and we'll try to quote some Rambams today as well. Mem Dalet Amid Beis by the two dots. B'chol Yom HaYazava Yarok. You remember the Mishnah had mentioned the differences between the Avodah of the Ketores the whole year and the Avodah of the Ketores on Yom Kippur. So towards the end, the differences was what type of gold was used. What type of gold was used? Said the Mishnah, besides the weights, like we discussed yesterday, the Mishnah said every day it was Yarok gold, and today was Adom. That was the words of Rebbe Menachem. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chisda, Shiva Zehavim Heim. There are seven types of gold in the world. Zahav, the Zahav Tov, good gold, because if you have good gold, there must be regular gold. So Zahav Tov, the Zahav Ophir, the Zahav Mufaz, the Zahav Sachut, the Zahav Sagur, the Zahav Parvayim. All of those. How do you know all of these types of gold? So the Gemara says, based on Psukim, Zahav is Zahav Tov Dechsiv in the beginning of the Torah. Uzahav Haaretz Ahitov. Right, the Zav of that land was good. So that already assumes two. Because if that's good, there must be non-good gold. So that's two of them. Zav Ophir, Dasi Me Ophir, comes from Ophir. Zav Mufaz, Shedome Lepaz. It's compared to Paz, it shines like a Paz, Rashi says, like a Margalit, like a pearl. Zav Sachut, Shenitve Kuchut. What does that mean? That it is very fine and thin, that the gold can be spun like a thread. Like a thread, we know, like in the Mishkan, all of the threads of a lot of the Urios had to be spun with very thick spinnings, meaning like six at once. So one of them, each one had zahav in it. Kachut zahav sagur. What is zahav sagur? Bishah shenifta kol achanuyos nisgaros. This we had once already in this Masechta, that whenever this gold started being sold, the other stores might as well close their doors because nobody else is going to want any other gold. This is the best type of gold. Zav parvim shedome ledam haparim. The zav parvim, that it's dome to the dam parim, to the blood of the cows, right? It's some type of gold, the yellowish yellow. Sometimes is more, has an affinity with red. Ravashi amar, so that's all seven. And Ravashi amar chamishem, really there are five. V'kol chad v'chad isbe zahav u'zahav tov. Every one of the five has two grades. It has gold and good gold. So that's why it's not seven. Those two, the first two, are just grades within the other five. Tanya Mihachi, Bechal Yom Hayazahava Yarok, Vahayom Adom. Always the Zav was Yarok, and today it was red. Reddish, goldish. There is, as we just said, red and gold and yellow. Those are all slightly connected. What is Yarok? It was always Yarok. So in Talmudic sources, Yarok is not green. Tosas points that out. Tosas in Maseches Nida points out in the context of colors of dam. You know, in the second parak in Nida, talks all about Mara's dam. So the Mishnah there says in Daf Yotes, Chamisha damim tameim. There are five types of tamei dam in an isha. Five types. Adom, shachor, red, black, because the Gemara says black is red, but it just changed. V'chakaren charkom, v'chakimemi adam, v'chamazug. All different types of reddish, blackish. And then Bishamay has some others. But then the Gemara says, what about yarok? The color yarok. Akavi ben mahalalel, mitame. Akavi mahalalel says, that's tame also, yarok. V'chachabim mitaren, v'chamar mitayr. They say that is tar. And Tosfos there says, Hayarok, Hainu ke'esrog, velo yarok kakarsi. De'ein zed no telad mimus. This is yellow like an esrog, even though we have green esrogs today also. But it's yellow like an esrog and not green, because green has nothing to do with red. What's the Hava meaning to say green is a problematic color in Ilchus Nida? No, yellow is closer. Sometimes yellow has faint red on the outside, on the edges, the ksavos. So yellow is more connected, and that's why yarok, many times throughout Mishnah and Gemara, yarok does not mean what it means today. Yarok means more yellow than red. Remember the Gemara there, though, that even though you have all these different shades of red that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the tame ones, the tar ones, the Gemara already says in Daf Chaf that lamaisa, there's no reds that we say are okay. Even the Bizmana Gemara, they couldn't differentiate between reds and reds. And therefore, Rav Ashi already said, Rav Ashi there on Daf Chaf says, Kagona na, delo yadana bein hai lahai, lo mi boi lo mechsi dama. Rav Ashi says, I'm not machad between red and red, all reds today, Bizmana Gemara already, Bizmana Maram, they are mitame. So again, those are the different types of reds. Good. Did we read the Tanya Mihachi? Tanya Mihachi. V'chol yom hayazav yarok v'hayom adom v'haynu zav parvim shadom eladam parvim. That's what dam parvim, which is the best type. Right, we're going in ascending order. Says the Gvura Sari. The best type is the zav parvim, and it's similar to the dam parvim, and that's why it is used. There's two ha'aras. Number one is the Chashuke Chemed here discusses, Lamai Nafkimina, why do I have to know all these colors of gold? Seven types of gold, five types of gold. So you might say the Gemara is just giving us information. But he quotes, I have four Nafkimina, right, about the types of gold. Why do I have to know five and why do I have to know seven? He says, number one, what if you buy all types of gold? You made a deal with somebody, I want all types of gold, right? Meaning, the Makam Shi. Ruben Shilem Lashimon Schum Gadol Shamamon Vamalo Ani Rotelliknot Avur Beta Knesset Givim Mikosugiazov. I want to buy special kosos for the shul. You know, special every type of gold I want. Here, can I give you this money? He gives him a certain amount of money, so he has to give him all these different types of gold. Was enough give me number one, I mean, if you explicate it in a transaction. Kadela Fa'er Beso Elokim, Ule Hishtamesh Bachol Yom Tov, Likidush Givia Zahavacher. Teldas Rav Chizda, Chayavim Lashabeg Leruvain, Shiva Givim, Mishiva Sugezov. Ulafi Ravashi, Chayav Lashabeg Lorak Chamesh, Kiladatu, and Yosem Mechamisha Sugim, and every Chasug has Zav Ragil and Zav Tov, and therefore, five or seven, enough give me number one. Number two, he says, in the world of Modav Mixas. Right, he has shots on his fingertips here. Modav Mixas, meaning if somebody is toein, Meya Kli Zahav Ophir Yeshli Biyadcha. You know, you have 100 golden Ophir pieces in your hand. And Shimon answers, he says, no, Shmonim Kli Zahav Mufas. I have the other type, so it's a different type. Different type of gold. That's like Tanuchitim Odelo Besorim, and that would be not considered Modav Mixas. Mechartos, obviously, but then he quotes the last one. He says, Bitzel Barov. He says, how do you have that case? He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, as we know in a number of places, Menaches and elsewhere, Min Bimino is not Batel. Two items of the same type, but that Batel. Where are we going to have that in our Masechta? Very soon. The two bloods, that's his source. The Dam of the Seir and the Dam of the Par are mixed in before they sprinkled it on the Mizbeach Hazav, and it's still called the Dam of the Seir and the Dam of the Par. What do you mean? It's mixed together. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. That's his source. For min bamino is not batel. But we'll have to see that when it comes up in the Gemara. So according to that, says the Chashukei Chemed, imnis ariv lo shnei sugezav. If you got two types of gold mixed in, one of hektish and one of chulin, so then it's going to make a nafkamina. How many golds are there? In terms of determining what is rove and what is considered another type, what's considered mino, so l'shitas Rav Chista shem shiva minim heim b'talim barov. Avol tzidus Rav Ashi as shem chamisha minim b'min ha'acher eino bata barov. He quotes, that's with the, again, other nafkaminas, again, why you would care whether it is five golds or whether it is seven golds. Good. There is a Ben Yehoyada, I'll just read it. It's Alpinistar, so there is some idea. There's something here that we don't fully grasp, but he quotes there, why on Yom Kippur, on the last one, he says, B'chol Yom, it was Yarok, and today is Adom, and it's Dam Parvim. So Dam Parvim is connected to Dam Parim. He says, Lama B'yom Kippurim, Hayadom Ala Dam Parim. Hello, Zav Sagur. He says, Zav Sagur sounds like, you look elsewhere, that's the most fancy type of gold. You look in Tanakh, you find that Shlomo HaMelech Dafka wanted Zahav Sagur. So even though it's not the, if you say it's ascending order, that Zahav Sagur is not the last one, but Zahav Sagur is very fancy. So he quotes that Kippurim, the word Kippurim in the Torah is spelled with a Vav. Kippurim, Kaf, Pei, Vav, Resh, Yud, Mem. And he says, and you take the Chaf and the Vav out of Kippurim, which is 26, with the Shem Hashem, then you're left with Parim. There's a connection between putting the Shem Hashem, when you do the Avodah L'Shem Shamayim, on Yom Kippur, with Chaf and Vav, means Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, L'Shem and L'Azazel, that's what's written on the Kalfis, then you're Mekadesh, the Parim, you're Mekadesh, and you make it, you bring it to Kippurim. And that's why Parvim, which is connected, he goes through Alpi Tzirif Haosios, that, you know, that's the greatest Tikkun in the world. That's why we use that type of gold. Okay, one other point, which I'm sorry I forgot to start with. I was said at the end of yesterday I was going to mention this to start, but one thought of the Gvuras Ari. The Gvuras Ari says that yesterday we discussed about the Avodah of the Ktaris, which we're still in the Ktaris, so we're allowed to say this today also. The Ktaris, we said on other days we went from a silver shovel and we dumped it into the gold shovel. But today, and that's why we do that because the Torah chasla mamon and shei Yisrael. But on Yom Kippur, because of Chol Shadda Kohen Gadol, we just use one. Mashma, that without the idea of Chol Shadda Kohen Gadol, so then we wouldn't just use one, we would use two again. Ask the Gvuras Ari, I have a problem. V'kashali, Habisov Perikdal de Krisos, it says in Krisos, and we know this from Krisos and from Masech HaShabbos, that if somebody is chote b'gecholim on Shabbos, say I turn over coals on Shabbos, I like stoke them, that's an issa d'oraisa. Why is it an issa d'oraisa? So the Gemara says it's either mechabe or mavir. If I stoke coals and make them burn brighter, so then I am violating the issa of mavir on Shabbos. If I stoke the coals and I'm mechabe, I'm extinguishing on Shabbos. So one second, says the Gvuras Ari, if I have coals in a shovel, and what does the Gemara say? Every day of the year besides Yom Kippur, you take it from the silver, including Shabbos, and you put it into a gold one. So you turn it over. So the ones that were on top become on the bottom, the ones on the bottom become on top. That's how it works. You don't like slide it out. So aren't you violating two Isuri Daraisa every time you switch the shovels? Because the coals that were burning bright are now on the bottom, they're burning less. The coals that are on the bottom now have more air and oxygen, and therefore they're burning brighter. So it's an Isuri Daraisa. So you want to tell me, oh, but it's Shabbos, right? Avodah is docha Shabbos. But you don't have to. What's the reason that we switch? Why do we switch from silver to gold? Because Atara Chas Al Monash Yisrael. That's enough to be docha Shabbos. May Iker Hadin, we should use one shovel. But says the Torah has Rachmanis on us, and we're allowed to have Rachmanis, we're allowed to use silver. So because of that, you're allowed to violate two Isuri Daraisa every Shabbos? And on Yom Kippur, without the reason of Chol Shadda Kohen Gadol, we would have used two. Really? Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. You could violate Yisur Daraisa for these reasons? Because of Chol Shadda Kohen Gadol? That's his kasha. It says, Im Kain. He says, Atum Im Nesha Torah Chasa Mamon Hashay Yisrael Natir Av Melacha B'Shabbos V'Yom HaKippurim Shalol Letzara Kavoa? Unbelievable kasha. Gemara doesn't ask it. It says, you're violating Mechabe and Mavir every time you move the coals. And the only reason we don't move them is because of these reasons. No! You should say you don't move them because it's an Issa Daraisa. B'Avar Shalol Letzara. Says Yishlomar, what you have to say is shiny hacha, so malachas shenisrich legufa. Why? Because you're not really interested in the Havara, and really you're going to use the coals to put the Ketores on. You're not interested in the Kibui Ho'al Yonim, but the Hak Shemachris and Lahechal, Chozer Ma'ara. Because after all, what are you going to do when you get into the Hechal? Let's say on Yom Kippur. You turn him back over. Right, I'm saying not on Yom Kippur, but the other days, what do? You dump the coals onto the Mizbeach Hazav. That's what you do every day. You dump them, and you don't leave the shovel there. You dump them, and then you put the coals on it. On Yom Kippur, you leave the shovel there. That's what you mentioned yesterday. Remember the 3 days of what Niarshtik was. The Meiri's day was that it's a stand, because it has to be able to fit on there. But says the Gvuras Ari, you're not interested. And therefore, at most, it's a Malach HaShem Yisrich HaLagufa, or it's a Psik Reishu Delo Nichale, whatever it is. So that's how you say it is only Durabanan and Vemakam Mikdash, Ein Shfus VaMikdash. He says you do have a problem, and there's an answer to this according to Rabbi Yehuda, who the Rambam Pasuk is like. Yard site. Right? The Rambam Pasuk is Malach HaShem Yisrich HaLagufa is Chayef. Doraisa. So Rov Rishonim don't pass him like the Rambam. We pass him like Reb Shimon. Malach HaShem Yisrich HaLagufa is Pater. Pater Rav Elazar is only Durabanan, then you have wiggle room. But according to the Rambam, it's Tzarech Iyun, says the Gvuras Ari, why you would be able to do this had it not been for these other reasons. And on an every day, besides Yom Kippur, you actually do it. You do switch the shovels. Isn't that Yisuri Doraisa Shalo Litzarech Gavoa? That's his question. Unless you say it is Tzarech Gavoa. Unless you say that the principle of Hatorah Chasa is so strong that that could even allow us to violate Yisroel Daraisa, which is a big chiddush, but that's maybe what you have to say. Okay, two dots. Bechol Yom, next difference in the Mishnah. Makriv Pras Shachris V'chulu, every day you do Ketores, as we know, half of the morning, half of the afternoon, and every day you Daka, it is fine Ketores. Bechol yom, haisa daka, vayom, daka mena daka. But today is fine, fine, fine. You regrind it to make it very fine. Tana rabbanan. Daka, matam alomar, valo kvar nemar, v'shachachta mimeno hadek. It already says by the Torahs, you have to grind it up. So how do you know? So what is it? Ella, so why do you have to say daka here by Yom Kippur? Ella lahavi, daka mena daka. Because it repeats it, it must be to teach me that it has to be extra fine. Daka min hadaka. Asks the Sfas Emes, asks the Eglital a simple question. We know there's a rule. We mentioned it last week. In Kachim, Shana Hakasav La'akev. What does that mean? Sometimes the Torah says things twice when it comes to the world of Kachim. When the Torah wants to tell you to do something, so it says it once. But when the Torah wants to tell you, you need to do it, Li'ikuva, it says it twice. That's the principle in Kachim, Shana Hakasav La'akev. So ask the Sfas Emes here, ask the Eglital, so how does the Gemara know that just because it says daka twice, that means daka mena daka? Maybe it just means to make it ma'akev. If you only said daka once, you would have thought that you have to grind the Ketores, but if you don't really grind it, it's okay. It's still very piecey. But it says daka twice to teach me, no, it's ma'akev. How does the Gemara know that it's double, that it's daka mena daka? So you have to come up with another pasuk. The Sfas Emes says, maybe you learn it from a different pasuk in the context of Yom Kippur. So he says, V'ula yesh eze ikuv acher al zeh. You have to say there's another pasuk, because, you know, why would you think this is just building on and not just saying Shana Kasav La'akev? But related to that is a beautiful thought of the Eglital. We know, says the Eglital, that Eglital is a Sakha Shavu Rebbe on Hilchos Shabbos. What are we calling an Eglital for in Maseches Yuma? Baruch Hashem. It's been a while. He wrote on the first number of Malachas. Here, he finished it in the Avnei Nezer. That's his Tshuva Sefer. That's where he finished. In the Hakdama to the Eglital, he writes, why did I write the Eglital? Or Avram Misachachav? He says, because I'm getting old and my doctors did not allow me to give shiur anymore. Can't give shiur, it's too exhausting. So I only have to stay home and write. So he says, this is how I'm teaching now. I'm writing the Eglital, I'm writing the Sefer. Ka'ez la'izik nasi ba'avonosai gavar alai choli hashi'ul rachmanu litzlan v'lo yachalti lilmodim atalmidim v'nitz ta'arti ma'od al zeh ki mitzvah aleinu lilmodu lilameid lishmar v'lasos v'lo lameid gadol yosem min lilmod. It's a greater schus to teach than even to learn. V'chulu, and he said, quotes just like machti es harabim yoter gadol avonum, and so if you're mezakeh the rabim, he says, it's even greater. So he says, what am I supposed to do? I'm sitting here alone. I can't teach anymore. I can't learn anymore. So he says, okay, I'm going to write. Mezos akaye ma'at ha-mitzvah lelamed. He says, what can I do? U'bachati lahat v'tzchileh v'chashabbos. I have to write Shabbos first. Then he goes in, and we've quoted from the Hakdama before, of the Eglital, that you got to enjoy your learning. That's the greatest level of learning. Don't learn just because I have to learn and I hate it. No, the highest level is to love the learning, not just to do it because Hashem. He says those who are mistaken think that the highest level of learning is when you're doing it only because Hashem told you that you have to learn. And if you enjoy it, that's taking away some from the mitzvah. He says, Chas v'shalom. He says, Talmud Torah, the greatest level. He says, Iker mitzvahs liman Torah, liosos v'sameach, u'misaneg b'limudo, va'oz divrei Torah nivlo'in b'demo. Right, it gets into your blood when we enjoy it. That's the Yegle Tal that we have mentioned in the past. But now in the Malacha of Tochein, says the Yegle Tal, that we usually have a rule of, let's start from where he starts. Nearly the Pater. Says, usually, says the Yegle Tal, we have a principle of Ein Tochein Achar Tochein. That's the rule. Let's say I want to crumple up some challah into my soup. So, no bishul problems, it's a klishlishi, right? The ladle, the bowl, without getting into the details. But what about tochein? So the halacha is that's mutter. Why? Because this challah was already ground up once when it was made into challah. It was flour and it was kneaded and baked. Ein tochein achar tochein. That's the usual rule. That's what we hold. Halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch. But, explains the Yegle Tal, that principle is only if your first tochein accomplished exactly what you wanted to accomplish in your tochein. And there's nothing more that you could accomplish in your tochein. It's ground up as flour. So Mamela, there's no more tochein that shayach on a daraisa level. It's already Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. You've already fulfilled what you need to fulfill. But, says the Yegle Tal, if you look later on in Maseches Yuma, where we have the principle of Dakam and Adaka, when did they grind up to make it extra fine? Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. Ask the Yegle Tal. Ein tochein achar tochein. Once you ground it up. Remember the whole year they bought, if you remember we had back in Maseches Krisis, they buy enough, they have enough money for the to buy Ketores for the whole year. They even have a little left over every year that they build up after a couple of years, they have enough. So, you have the money, you have the Ketores, so why don't they do it on Yom Kippur? Special, Dakam and Adaka, make it part of the Avoda. Says the Yegle Tal, you can't do it on Yom Kippur. I ain't tochein achar tochein, but here the goal of what you need is not just fine, but extra fine. You have not accomplished what you want to accomplish in your first grinding, and therefore there is still going to be an isser of tochein, yesh tochein achar tochein. And that's why you have to do it on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's just like if I grind something up, but it's not fully ground up, and then I grind it more in Shabbos, then you don't say ain't tochein achar tochein. Right? You say that there is tochein achar tochein because you didn't accomplish at first what you wanted to. Ein tochein achar tochein on Shabbat says only when you finish the job. And now you change its form, now you want to redo it. So that's not a problem. But here, hasamayna taima, dein chiyib tchina la'olam, rakish anitchan kol kachat sheroi ledavar atzorech lo, va'kodesh liktoris yom ha-kipurim, eino chayiv ashi daka men adaka, kivan dechsib ikra, daka, ubiyuma memhei. Dakam and Adaka. The cause is Shayna Dakam and Adaka, Eina Mukhsheres Klau, Lavorit Yomakipurim, Velochashev Trina Mikamihafi, Yumamela, Hashokan Kadeshi Dakam and Adaka, Hihi Trinasan, Vechayev, if you would do it on Yom Kippur, and that's why we don't need to, so we do it on Erev Yom Kippur. Good. We continue now. Says the Gemara Bechol, Yom HaKohanim Olin B'Mizrachu Shel Kevesh. Every day the Kohanim go up the ramp from south to north on the east side. Why? Damar Mar. As we had earlier, Kol Pino Shatapone Lo Yehu El Aderech Yemin L'Mizrach. See on the side, this is the third time we're having this principle in Maseches Yuma. We've had it before when we're talking about all the different avodas, but going up the ramp, the Kohen is going to make a right. So it's easier to make a right from the right side. That's why he goes up on the eastern side. The Hayom, Ola, or Olin, different Gersos, Ola Be'emsa. But today the Kohen Gadol goes up, Be'emsa, the Yarden Be'emsa, and Yored Be'emsa goes down in the middle. So the Gersa in parentheses, which was the Gersa of some, if you remember on the Mishnah, is the Gersa of the Rambam. I'll mention him again. The Rambam Nechavaz Yikurim has Olin. In Beise, he has the plural. V'hayom olim be'emsa v'yordin be'emsa lifnei kohen gadol. Who else is going on? What do you mean olin? There's only the kohen gadol is doing the avoda. The Rambam has two words, maybe to explain his plural girsa. Olim be'emsa v'yordin be'emsa lifnei kohen gadol kidei lahadro, to glorify him, to learn by him. You give him kavod. Right? A great person doesn't go anywhere alone. Right? The greatest rebbe in the world has a shamash. Right? So they never should go alone. The Gemara says it. Adam Gadol should never go somewhere without two people. But that's the Rambam's explaining the girsa of plural here. Because it is, people are with him on Yom Kippur as well. We mentioned last time, maybe they're diagonally behind him, so that, you know, they're not equal with him, they're not behind him, as we had earlier, that you don't want to be a boar, so you don't want to be, just on the right side, but they are diagonally behind him. Weiter. V'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Makadish Yod HaRaglam in HaKiyor, V'chulu every day, the Kohen Gadol used the Kiyor, but today he used a special golden ketone. My time, Mishum Kvodesh HaKohen Gadol, again, to have something special and unique about the Kohen Gadol, that's why he uses this special ketone. Tosfos says, on the bottom of the previous Amud, it's printed, V'ayom Mikiton Sholzav, D'Amar Beperak Sheni D'Zvachim, D'Bekol Klishares Mekadesh, D'Chziv Yerchatzu L'Rabo Shar Klishares. Tosfos says, this ketone is just an example of any Klishares. Amazing. Tosfos says, any Kli can be used. Anything can be used to be Mekadesh, one's hands. Again, you take it from the morning after it was sent down, it was connected, so it wasn't Nifsabalina, but any Kli can be used. There is a Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, and it is a Machlokas Rishonim. What about the first Kiddush in the morning? Is the Kohen Gadol also allowed to use this Kiddush? He doesn't have to use the Kiyor then either? Remember we said, all the other Kiddushim in between the Avodas on Yom Kippur are not Ma'akev. Only the first one is Ma'akev. So do we say that along with that is that it has to be done from the Kiyar? So that is a Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. If you remember, there was a Rashi that we did not pick up on. Rashi earlier, when Rashi described this back in the third paragraph of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, when the beginning of the Avodah is discussed, before the Karbet Tamid, the Mishnah says there, he got undressed, he did his first tefillah, he dried himself, heviolo big day zav, velavash v'kidish yodayim yodav araglav. That's the Mishnah. Rashi has in two words, minakiyor. Minakiyor! So we didn't focus on it then, because like, what do you mean minakiyor? Why, we didn't get up to the Mishnah on daf memheyet, memdalid. So, minakiyor. So the Rashash over there picked up on it. The Rashash says, wait a minute. Doesn't it say later on, kiton shalzav? Rashi seems to hold, like that day in the Yerushalmi, that the first one's gotta be from the Kiyar. First one's gotta be from the Kiyar, that's a Din Li'ikuva, in the end of Sefer Shmos, and there's no getting out of that. If you look in the Rush, you look in the Meiri, no, even the first one can be done from the Kiyar, and the Machlokes is whether there is a Lechadchila. What about you can use the Ketone all day? Is there a Lechadchila to use the Kiyar? What if he's a fit and strong Kohen? Anyway, you can go back to the Kiyar each time. Is that a lechadchila? Explains the Achronim, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau says this, when he discusses this in his Sefer on Rav Sadia Gaon, he says, that's the machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi Simina Kiyar would say that it's always a lechadchila to go to the Kiyar. That's the most gorgeous kli that has to do with water, regular kli, shares. Okay, you could use it. Chol Shet HaKohen Gadol, you can. But lechadchila, one should go back to the Kiyar. The first one, you have to go back to the Kiyar. But the other Rishonim say no. There's no lechadchila, you want to, okay, fine, but there's no real full-fledged lechadchila that you need to, and therefore, the other Rishonim would say that you could just use the ketone, and it is not a problem. That's what some Achronim say to explain that machlokas. Okay, Viter. Now we get into fires. B'chol yom hayusham arba ma'arachos. Remember, the Mishnah had a couple of different opinions. How many piles of fire were on the Mizbeach every day? So if our Mishnah had said that every day there were 4, and today there were 5. That was Rabbi Meir. 4 and 5. Rabbi Yossi said, every day 3, and today was 4. Rabbi Yehuda says, every day 2, and today was 3. So 3 opinions. 2 and 3, 3 and 4. Everybody agrees that there's an extra one on Yom Kippur. Extra one on Yom Kippur, we'll have to see for what reason. But everybody agrees there's an extra one on Yom Kippur. The question is, every day was there 2, 3, or 4? If there were 4, the Achronim try to figure out how much space there was on the top of the Mizbeach. You have these 4 fires burning, there's not much wiggle room for the Kohanim. You need a certain area around, it's only 32 amos wide, and you have these 3 big fires, and the main one is pretty big to put all the karbanos on it. So they figure out the measurements. Okay, so the 3 days in the Mishnah. So Tanur Rabbanan, now we have the Tosefta. B'chol yom ayu shtayim, the opposite order. Shtayim arachos vayom shalosh. Every day, right, this was the last opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion quoted in the Mishnah. Every day 2, and today 3. Achas Maracha Gedola. One is the major pyre that you use for the animal karbanos. The Achas Maracha Shnia Shoktares. And the second one was the next smaller one for the Ktaras. That's where you took coals out every day from in order to put on the Mizbeach HaZahav in order to do the Ktaras. We mentioned earlier that the Rishonim explained, because it's kind of like oily and fatty, trying to take coals from the regular Mizbeach where the animals are, to put the Ktaras on, it's not so nice. That's why you have a separate Maracha for the Ktaras. Bidi Eved, if you need to, you can use the main one. Remember we discussed that back in the Chalam and Gimel, when we had Abaye Mesader Seder Maracha. Right, Aliba Dabashol. So that's what we discussed this last. You have the main one, you have the second one. V'acha shemosif in Boba Yom. And an extra one on Yom Kippur. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have an extra one for Yom Kippur? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says to take coals for the Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim. Right, that one gets a special pyre to create the ashes. That's Rashi. The Rambam just says, Lahadro U'Laatro. To make the Mizbeach beautiful. More fire on the Mizbeach is a greater heater of the day, and that's why you need the extra one. Okay, Rashi Rama. Reb Yossi Omer, second day. B'chol Yom Shalosh V'Yom Arba. See, he adds one on. Which one? Achas Shal Maracha Gedola, V'achas Maracha Shnia Shal Ktores, V'achas Shal Kiyam HaEsh. One, to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of Esh Tamid Tukad. Right, we'll get back to that mitzvah, but first let's finish the Machlokas. So, one, to Kiyam HaEsh, V'achas Shal Mosif V'Bo Bayom, and then the one extra for that day. Rabbi Meir Omer, Bechol Yom Arba Vayom Chamesh, right, the most. Achas Amaracha Gedola, Vachas Amaracha Shnia Shoktoras, Viachas Shokiyam Aish, Viachas Leivarim Upidarim Shlonis Achlu Miba Erev. The fats and the limbs that were there overnight, let's say the Kohanim go up in the morning, they see there's a lot of limbs that have not been burned yet. They need to make room for today's Karbanos. So what do they do? So there's another one. There's another pyre that they could put it on so that they can make room for today's limbs. V'yachas shemosif in bo bayom. Good. So to kulei out, so that's the three-way machlokas, how many karbanos there were each day. Why do we need the eish, the one of kiyam ha'esh? The kiyam ha'esh one? So pashas, you would say, fulfill the mitzvah d'arais of kiyam ha'esh. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So he obviously holds, that's also a mitzvah. But you know what? You fulfill that with the other marachas. You don't need a special one to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiyam HaEsh. The main one, the Maracha Gedola, the Maracha Shiyash Oktores. Right? You don't need more than the ones that are functional. You could have the functional and the symbolic ones, same ones. You don't need a separate one. While the other Tanam say, no, you need a separate one. But Pashtus is that there's no, it's just there, L'shem Kiyam HaEsh. And that's what the Rambam says, again. Per se, you just need it there. But Rashi does not say that. The Rashi says, even this one is functional. Rashi says, Shel kiyam ha'esh, shem ein esh shel ma'aracha gedola misgaber mosifin ala mizeh. Fascinating. Rashi says, what do you mean kiyam ha'esh? It sounds like from Rashi that fundamentally, the original ma'aracha gedola, that's the one. But what if that starts going out? You have to make sure you always have a fire available to help the main one. Just in case it starts going out, so you need to take more, kindling from the other. Right? Misgaber mosif, let me say, you're mosif from here. But this is just a one that's there for Ezra. It's not there for the main one. That's Rashi and that's the Rambam.
Wasn't that also the function of the Beis
HaMokad? So that's a good question. What about the one of the Beis HaMokad, which is there also to keep the Kohanim warm? Another one, but there was also some say what was there, but there are some sources that say that they took from there. But Pashas is the Rishonim say they try to keep it lit on top of the Mizbeach. Maybe that was there if there was a real problem. There's a real problem on top. If you look in Pashas Sav, we know there is a mitzvah aseh and a los aseh regarding the fire. The Sefer HaChinuch counts. Eish tamid tukar alam izbeach, that's a mitzvah aseh daraisa. Lahavir eish alam izbeach v'chol yom tamid. Every day, to have the fire. And the los aseh. Eish tamid tukar alam izbeach, lo sichbe. Counted as two of the 613, aseh and a los aseh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the shorish of the mitzvah of lighting a fire on the mizbeach? He says, hakdama. Yadua hadavar beinenu beitza kol adam. Everybody knows. Kinisim gedolim asher ya'aso hakel el bnei adam b'tuvo agadol la'olam ya'aseim derech seser. Hashem does not like to do, so to speak, open miracles. Hashem always likes to cover things up. Hashem created nature so that, Hashem could do miracles every day and have the sun, rise in a different place. Today it'll rise from the east, tomorrow it'll rise from the west. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world that way, but he didn't. Hashem likes to do miracles, b'derech seiser, so that it's not obvious and you gotta figure it out a little bit, even though it's not so hard. El v'nirim ha'inyanim na'asim k'sas, ki'ilu heim b'darchi ha'teva mamish, o b'karav l'teva. So it appears that it is teva. Ki gam b'deis kriyas yamsuf. Shoyedes mafursam. Right, what does it say in B'shalach? V'yolach Hashem es hayam b'ruach kadim ha'zako alayla, a very strong east wind. And the Ramban there says, why? Lahatos es ha'metzriyim. Right, to make them think that the tide is very strong today. V'yatsam asaram l'charav e'ibaku ha'mayim. Right, that's what you think. Oh, right, it's nice. It's a very strong wind. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Umizeh ha'inyan, and that's the reason why we have it tzivui to be mavir esh every day. Afal pi shesham yored esh min hashamayim. Even though fire comes down from heaven, meis min hashem kedei lahastir anes. But we have to bring our own fire. So lahastir anes. Lefish adome sha'esh yoredes lohaisa nireis v'yiridasa. Minatam sha'amarnu. Because you didn't see fire coming down, it just kind of appeared. Kind of appeared there, so to cover it up, that's what we do. That's what we do as well. V'adayin, then he discusses more of the mitzvah, he discusses these all the different deos of the Tanam here. Then he does have an amazing shita, which is a unique shita that we showed him. He says, V'imlo hiv'iru ha'koanim ma'arocha shlishis b'mizbeach, according to this Tana, that says you need an extra one just for Kiyama Eish. If you're not madlik that one, bitel mitzvahs asezu. You're mevatel the mitzvah. Says the Minchas Chinuch. What? You have two other fires on the Mizbeach. You're mevatel the mitzvah? The Rambam doesn't ever say that. Bitel asezu. The Minchas Chinuch here just wonders on that Chinuch. He says, Divrei Rav HaKasav, he said, La daitino nirakein. Kiva dahi haya esha ma'aracha. Lo bitel mitzvah asezu. Kiva shi esha esh. No, Raku Nidrash, that you need more than one. But Mitzvah Seilo, you're not Mevatel. That's the Lachadchila way of doing it, maybe. So again, there's a big discussion there about whether these Shitos are Li'ikuva, that you would need it, or not. And all the Bali Jewish say the Mitzvah is also about the what's inside of us. Lo Sechba, the fire inside of every Jew. Eish Tamid, Tukhan, they've got to be on fire. If we're not on fire, we'll just sleepwalk through life. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mezuzah and in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam there uses the Lashon in both places of the Hevlei Hazman, Mishkiyos of Hevlei Hazman. The Rambam says whenever we walk through a doorway, we have to look up at the Mezuzah and realize She'ein Davar Ha'omei Lo'olam Lo'olmei Olamim Eli Yediyas Tzur Olamim Bilvad, that the only thing that lasts forever is the eternal connection, our eternal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to wake up from sleepwalking through life. And the Rambam says that also in Hilchos Tshuva. That's the remez of the shofar, says the Rambam. So again, that's the Eish Tamitukad. We always got to be on fire. Got to be on fire. Okay. Weiter. We don't have to jump out of bed on fire, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Aleph that it's a little dangerous to jump. Moda'ani lefanach, jump at, you know, just, that's why, take a minute or two, you know, say Moda'ani and then jump out of bed. Right? Have a few seconds. Okay. Weiter. Also might depend on the sound of the alarm, how scary it is. Weiter. Here we go, says the Gemara, Tekuli Amamiyas, sixth to last skinny line. Tekuli Amamiyas, Tarti Islahu, Minalon. But everybody agrees that there are at least two, and then we add on. So how do we know the basic two? One for the Yevarim and one for the Ketores. Amar Kra, Hi Ha'ola, Al Mokta, Al Mezbech, Al Alayla, Zuma Racha Kedola, Veisha Mezbech, Tukat, Bo Zuma Racha Shia Shok Taurus. That's two. Everybody agrees to that. For Rabbi Yossi, Kiyama Eish Minale, how does Rabbi Yossi know that you need a separate one for Kiyama Eish? Nafgale, Mi, V'ho Eish Al Mezbech, Tukat Bo. That pasuk. V'Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda does not require a separate one. What does he do with that? Hahu L'Hatzasas Alisa Huda Asa. He uses that to mean that you basically have to light the match. You have to light the kindling on top of the Mizbeach. You can't light it from below and then bring it up. You should light it on top. Titania, Hayar Abyudo Mer, Minayin Lahatsasas Alisa, Shalote Ela Barosha Shal Mizbeach, Tamalomar Vo, Eshal Mizbeach, Tukadvo. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shaose, Ma'aracha Lakiyama Eish. According to Rabbi Yossi, again finishing this price out, you know you need one separate one. Tamalomar, Vo, Eshal Mizbeach, Tukadvo. For Rabbi Yossi, Hatsasas Alisa Minale. Rabbi Yehuda uses this pasuk for Hatsasas Alisa, light the kindling. Rabbi Yossi uses it for Kiyama Eish. So how does Rabbi Yossi know Atzatzas Alisa? Nafkalei mehechad nafkalei Reb Shimon. He uses the same source Reb Shimon does. The Tanya, the Brisa says, V'nasu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim Eish Al HaMizbeach Li Meir Al HaTzatzas Alisa Shlotei Al HaBakohen Kasher Ubekli Shareis Div Reb Yehuda. This pasuk is another pasuk teaches me it has to be done. The Kohen has to light the fire and he has to be wearing Bikdei Kahuna. Amar lo Reb Shimon. What's the Hav Aminu? You need a pasuk to tell me this? V'chisal Al Daitecha Shezar Karv L'Gabi HaMizbeach. Is a Zar ever going to be on top of the Mizbeach? Rashi quotes here in a pasuk, which the Gemara doesn't have. Rashi quotes, "Ach el klei hakodesh el mizbeach lo yikrevu." It's a pasuk. The Zohar is never allowed to be on top of the mizbeach. So you need a pasuk to tell me that he can't do the alisa. So el limin el atzaz alisa shloti el brosh el mizbeach. No, the pasuk teaches me, says Reb Shimon, they have to light it on the mizbeach. Memela, once you light it on the mizbeach, a Zohar can't do it. So that's what Rabbi Yossi would use also. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, imehasim, if you only had one, hava amina koya arav avid b'mapucha. What do you mean? Maybe a zar could stand on the bottom of his back and use a blower. And somehow, you know, bellows, you know, used to use for, to blowing out the fire. He could use some type of tool on the bottom of his back to light on top of the mizbeach. So the zar wouldn't have to go on. Kamash malan, that would, we know that a zar cannot do that. Not only has to be done on top, but a zar cannot do it. Period. Rabbi Meir. So that explains the first two opinions. Now the next opinion. Rabbi Meir. How do you know that you need a separate pyre for the Avram Ubedarim from the night before? Nafgale mi va'esh. The vav. For Rabbanan vav lo darshi. He doesn't darshi. They don't darshi it. Meaning what? You don't have a separate one. So where do you burn those leftovers? For Rabbanan Avram Ubedarim shlo nesach lemi be'erav my avi lahu mahadu lo marach gedola. You throw it back on the big fire. You keep it on the big fire, Titania. Minayin Levar Mubadarm Shlon Zachlami Ba'erf. How do you know the Avram Ubedarim that did not burn the last night? Shesodron al Gabi HaMizbeach. Okay, you might want to take it off momentarily while you put today's carbon tamid there. But then you put it back on the main fire. So how do you know that you're so derried on the Mizbeach? You can take it and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. V'ein machzikon. And if you don't have enough room on the Mizbeach, shesodron al Kevesh, you can put it back on the ramp, which has Kedushas Mizbeach, O al Gabi Sovev, or on the ledge, which is above the midway point on the Mizbeach. So it's still considered on top of the Mizbeach. Ashi yasem aracha gadola v'sojron, until you finish what you need to do, and then you put it back on. How do you know you're allowed to do that? Tamalomar, asher tochal ha'esh esa'ola al ha'mizbeach. That's what you're allowed to do. That's what you know. Tosfos points out on top. You're not allowed to bring it down. You're not allowed to bring it down, because that would passel it. Tosfos says, aval gabi ha'yesod lo. You can't put it on the base, on the bottom, where you pour the extra blood. Deim kein ha'yenif sabolina. That would be puzzle. Or Tosfos says per se, three lines later, of Odafshar, de iser yesh. Not just that you're going to cause it to become puzzle, but it's aser. It's aser to cause something to become puzzle. So either way, that's what you have to find somewhere on the top of the Mizbeach. But Rabbi Meir, who already used a different pasuk to teach me you need you have a separate maracha. What does he use this last pasuk for? Ichule ola atamachzir, v'yatamachzir ichule ktores. Only parts of the animals for the mizbecha ola that didn't burn fully, those you put back on. But ichule ktores, let's say the ktores didn't burn fully. You have some of the ktores on the mizbecha zav that either fell off or that got pushed to the side. There is no chiyuv to put that back on. That's what Rameir learns from here. Detani Rav Chananya Bar Minyomi Bidebei Rabbi Elezer Ben Yaakov Asher Tocha La'esh Esa'ola Al Mizbeach Ichuli Ola Atamachzir V'Yatamachzir Ichuli Ktaris. The Zer Avram was a sefer of the back and forth between Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was killed in World War II, one of the great Gedolim, and Rav Avram Loftir, who is the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma. So they have, it's Shuvis, but it's all Kachim and Taurus, all Lamdish. So there, he suggests in Simen Yud Zayin that this is Rav Nachum Zemba talking, and one of the answers given back, that by other Karbanos, like by, what does this line mean? Ichuli, why do you have to be Machzir Ichuli Ola, not Ichuli Taurus? Because by Ichuli Ola, there's a din in the animal, in the Basar, or in the Chalav, that has to be burnt. There's a din in the Chefsa of the Behemoth that has to be burnt, so if it wasn't burnt, you got to put it back. By Ktores, it's the Maisa of Timras Asham, creating the smoke, creating the Reach Nichoach, that's it. It's not a din in every piece of Ktores has to be burned. No, it's a din in the Maisa. And once the Maisa was done, you had the Ktores smoking up, then that's it. You fulfill the mitzvah. Naasis mitzvaso. And that's why you don't have to put the rest back. You can't maybe use it again, but you don't have to put the rest back. That's the svara for the difference between the two. So tekuli alma miyos. But everybody agrees, mosif and boba yom. So we just explained 2, 3, and 4 daily. But what about the extra one? Islahu, huminalahu. What's the source for adding one on Yom Kippur? Nafgalahu mi vahaish. You learn that from that extra word. Viafilo lamandalo darish vav, vav hey darish. Right, the va, an extra vav and a hey, everybody would darshin, and that's what you use, the beginning of tzav, these extra two letters, to teach me for Yom Kippur. Eish tamid lamayasa, another pasuk Rashi quotes, eish tamid, what is that used for? Mibar lelikadetanya, you need it for as follows. Eish tamid atun on lesbech lo sichbe. Li made al maracha shnia shal ktores, shalote ela al mizbech achitzon. To teach me that the pyre that you use to create coals for the ktores on a daily basis is on the mizbech achitzon and nowhere else. Why? You might have thought you could make it elsewhere. Eish machta umenorah minayin. Eish, how do you know the eish of the machta, the coals that you take for the ktores of Yom Kippur, and the menorah where you light the fire for the menorah. How do you know, Binyayin? How do you know those two also must come from the Mizbeach HaChitzon? So if it didn't, and the Gemara says, because you could have a limud in either direction. Vidinu. Namra Eish B'Ktores. It says fire by Ktores. Of everyday Ktores. Where does it say fire? Where does it say fire by everyday Ktores? So it doesn't. So Rashi says, Rashi doesn't really say, but the Ritva explains Rashi. It says, Shokoya. The Ritva says it says the word Haktara. By the Ktores of every day, and Haktara means fire. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says it says fire, second Tosfos, by the Eish of Korach. And Korach had Ktores, and there Beferish says Eish. So you could also use, it's amazing, Tosfos is using that story of Ktores by Korach for a limud for halacha of Ktores. So it says Eish by Ktores, v'namra Eish b'machta, and it says Eish by the machta on Yom Kippur, u'menora, malahalad al-mezbeach achitzon, just like by everyday Ktores, the fire, the coals have to come from the mezbeach achitzon, afkan al-mezbeach achitzon. So to here, o'klacha derachzu, or do I say the opposite direction, namra Eish by Ktores, v'namra Eish b'machta u'menora. It says it by the daily Ktores, and it says it by the menorah and the menorah and the menachta. Malahalad b'samach lo, just like by the Torah, it was taken by Samichlo, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is close to the Pnimi, so to the Machta and the Menorah, taken by a Samichlo, meaning maybe you should put coals on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Remember, that's the first thing you hit when you go into the Heichal, so maybe you should put it there. Av Machta Menorah by Samichlo. Tamalomar, that's why you have the Pasuk. Eish Tamid Tukal HaMizbeach Lo Sichva. Eish Tamid Shalmarti L'Chalotia El Barosha Shal Mizbeach HaChitzon. So that's how you learn it from to the menorah. Lomanu eish la menorah eish la machta minayin. So okay, one more limud. How do you know it? Not only for the ktoris every day, and not only for the menorah every day, but how do you also know that for the ktoris of the machta of Yom Kippur, it also has to come from the mizbeach achitzon? Vidinu nemra eish b'machta and nemra eish b'menorah. Ma lahalon agami mizbeach achitzon. Afkan mizbeach achitzon in one direction. O klach lederach zu. Or the opposite. Nemer Eish B'Ktores v'Nemer Eish B'Machta. Malahalam B'Samach Lo, Afkan B'Samach Lo. Same two sides. Tamalomar V'Lakach Malo Machta. Gachalei Eish Me'alam Mizbeach. What does it say in Achremos now? You take a full Machta, coals of fire from the Mizbeach. Mi Lifnei Hashem. From before Hashem. What is Mi Lifnei Hashem? Ezehu Mizbeach Shem Miktsaso Lifnei Hashem Ve'ein Kulo Lifnei Hashem. Mei, it says Mei is like a Miut. So only part of the Mizbeach is in front of Hashem and not all. The Omer is a Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mizbeach HaChitzon. Why? The Mizbeach HaZav is totally Lefnei Hashem. It's in the Heichal. Mizbeach HaChitzon, the west side of it, is Lefnei Hashem. And that's why, that's the limud that you know everything. Basically, all coals and fire all come from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That is the source for everything. You might have different piles of wood on top, but that is the source, the Lomaskana. That's the source for the Ktoris every day. That's the source for the menorah. That's the source for the Ktoris inside. That's the fire source for all. And the Machlokes is just how many fire pyres there were on top of the Mizbeach every day. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And by the way, we will continue with the last perek. The last parak, no, it continues. So we're going to stop with the Yitzrich. Continue, Beth Hashem, and finish the parak, Beth Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.